All right. What's up, teabags? Welcome back to the official tea podcast with your host, Lindsay, D-Bears.
Also.
Jordan.
What's up, guys?
Bro, it's hi, how are you?
He can introduce himself.
You had one job.
Okay, and Nathan.
What's up? All
right, one of us
the
is going to...
The greetings today.
It's going to be...
All right, let's
It's going to be me.
All right, let's just jump into it.
Jump into the Oscars that happened this past weekend, right?
Green Book surprised me with the best picture. I did not think it was going to win. Oh, God. You got me to say that on the podcast.
I actually thought it was going to win.
You did?
Yeah, I put it down in the checkbox.
Be careful of your wires.
I did not think it was going to win. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot, but I didn't think it was the best film of the year.
I kind of knew the Academy would vote for it.
What did you guys think about Black Panther's wins?
What did they win?
They had three wins.
Oh, they got the costume design, right?
Yeah, they got
I did not think they were going to win costume design.
Really? I love the costume design, though.
It's just the Black Panther suit itself and the Killmonger suit were so similar that I was like...
No, the Killmonger suit is designed to be Black Panther.
No, I know, but they could have been more creative. He takes over this whole nation and then he just uses the same suit as before. I don't know what these fuckers are doing.
Yeah,
wait, what are you talking about? In Black Panther, he gets an upgraded suit.
No, he just uses
he's saying Killmonger versus Black Panther. The suits at the end. Because Killmonger takes one of Black Panther's suits.
Yeah, why doesn't he just have her make a new one for him?
Well...
It's already made because he wants the bling.
Yeah, I know, but
he wants that swag.
I'm just saying, if I took over a nation, I would have them make me my own Black Panther suit. I wouldn't use a recycled one that's just in the closet.
What would it look like?
He didn't have time to make it. He doesn't have the knowledge to make it.
Sure, he's still there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She would make him a fucking.
Oh no! She ran away. She ran away.
She ran away. Yeah, come on, guys. What movie was this, Thor, right?
Yeah. And they won Best Original Music Score, Best Costume Design, and Best Production Design.
All right, yeah, I can agree
music
with the score.
Score, yeah.
The score was hype. Yeah. I listened to the score when I studied.
It was all right.
Oh, sorry.
Soundtrack was good. Anyway, score was
no, bad. There's a lot of controversy over that because people are saying, oh, they only let...
Trying to fit into the frame. Go ahead.
They only let Black Panther win because they're black. That was
the controversy.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Black Panther isn't actually one of Marvel's best movies.
Oh yeah, it was all a bunch of like the fucking like.
Wait, who?
I
said
don't know
that?
How to say it. I don't know how to say it without like.
Some
was it a comic book? Like comic book like fanboys or.
No, it was just like in general, like audiences. Well, you know, like how people like try to be not mainstream and be like, oh, I actually don't really like Black Panther.
Oh, like when the Academy voted for the, what was it? The water movie where that chick like basically
Shape
fucks
of
the
water.
Fish. Yeah. Didn't like that movie.
Wait, wasn't there a controversy last year with Moonlight?
I tried.
You didn't watch it. I doubt you watch Shape of Water, D-Bears.
Nathan, right. Wasn't there a controversy with Moonlight last year, too? Against La La Land? How it won an award over it?
Did Moonlight... I thought Moonlight won 2 years ago.
Oh, was it 2 years ago?
I think so.
Sorry, I'm out of touch.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, controversy, because of them being an all black cast instead of La La Land.
Yeah, you should.
Tyler Painter, if you're listening, he wants some more Gulf of Flores.
I do. Buy me some.
Let's D-Bears, get that plug.
Cray Tyler or Tyler the Cray?
Both. Kriya Tyler, we want your merch with with your collab with NASA, your collab with the
Just
United
collab
Nations.
With us. Have a tea cup.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
because we're the official tea.
Yeah.
A tea cup.
Speaking of tea, I forgot to get tea for everybody today.
Yeah,
tea.
We know that.
But yeah, speaking of movies, I mean, Lindsay wasn't in...
Yikes.
We saw Alita Battle Angel.
Oh. Okay.
It's okay. She told me the next day. I was like, I told her that we did, and she's like, it's okay.
I
didn't want to see it.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna watch it.
You didn't want to watch it?
No.
To be fair, it was a little overhyped.
Oh,
in my opinion.
Most definitely. The
Alita?
Dialogue was
honestly
crap.
Trash.
I liked
it. They had actual people acting, right? But then they CGI'd over it.
Yeah, they CGI'd and mocap like the main character's face.
Yeah,
the fight scenes were the best part of the movie.
I said mocap,
but
yeah.
Everything else wasn't good. The story I felt was a little. Low.
I don't remember who I was talking to.
Yeah, the backstory was confusing as hell.
Okay, it was either she was from Mars or she wasn't. Either way, there was she was the main rover. The main thing. Oh, dude, RIP, my boy.
You're what?
Look, I fucked up. I was thinking guy and boy at the same time.
My guy.
My boyaga. But basically, all I got was from her backstory was she was either from Mars or she wasn't. But she wanted, like, her entire mission was to blow up the upper city. Spoiler.
Why'd you get so close to the mic and be like, spoiler?
Why do you have to say the ending and then say spoiler after?
That's not even the ending. That wasn't even the ending.
Oh, that's right.
That was far from the ending. The actual ending was completely different. No, that's what we find out. And they kind of allude to it. Because at the very beginning, this is like very... This is the first 5 minutes. She's found to be in the scrapyard. And then you later learn why the scrapyard is there. And it all kind of makes sense.
I feel like we should just cut this part
out. Just like telling the entire story.
Yeah. Anyways. Out, like,
what, 2 weeks ago? I got to play with my friends.
Alita was a waifu. Sorry. I had to leave with that.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I got to play with my friend's dog today. And I realized how lonely I actually am.
She looked at the dog and was like,
oh, that was a transition. You just transitioned right there.
It's just a story that I thought of.
Look, Lindsay's been a little hungry.
Oh, okay.
I was lonely today.
Oh,
and then I realized how lonely it was because there was a dog.
Yeah, and how I really needed a dog's comfort.
I wish I had a dog too.
Me too, but my dad's allergic.
What? What? A pressure cooker?
Because dogs?
Dogs, Asian? Come on. I have to hit the field there.
I mean, I don't know how to cook dogs, so how am I supposed to know?
I don't know either, but there's WikiHow.
I guess so.
Have any of you guys actually tried
dogs? No.
Maybe we could ask.
No. Wait. Why did you immediately look at Lindsay and I?
You tried, though?
Because I'm half.
Oh, you've eaten half a dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard dog is actually good.
Apparently, dog tastes like chicken.
Yeah,
it's like frog legs.
I've heard. Yeah, frog tastes like chicken.
Frog legs do taste like chicken.
For many years, I've eaten frog. Uh-huh. For many years, I go back to Taiwan and I visit my godparents, and we go back to the same exact restaurant. And for many years, I thought it was chicken because everybody was like, "Oh, jokingly, I didn't get it was a joke, but like everybody was like, oh yeah, let's have some chicken or something like that." And then it was actually frog. For many years, I did not know I was eating frog.
Oh, psych! I think I had frog legs before.
Yeah, I had them.
I'm assuming Samu.
Yeah. No.
No. That's the only thing place I can think of.
I don't know. I think I did have frog legs.
Are you the only one that hasn't had frog?
I've never had frog. I've had like the most basic shit. I've never gone like exotic, like escargot, frog, rabbit, shit like that.
I heard escargot is overrated.
Same.
I don't like escargot.
I've heard rattlesnakes really good.
A lot of things I've heard from about rattlesnakes and shit like that, they also taste like chicken.
Yeah, exactly. But like rattlesnake. I heard it's more like a spicier chicken though.
I've heard pig naturally. Is pretty good too.
I don't like pig bacon.
Oh, lichen?
Actually, I think I...
Peppa pig?
I think I heard cow is actually really good too. I don't know.
I've heard they make burgers out of cows. Did you know that?
Did you know they also
and
make
lamb?
Did you know you could also eat birds? Did you know that?
Like crows, right? Like yeah. I fucking hate those things.
Like birds.
Oh
yeah.
No! Chicken? Believe this though.
What about bird balls?
We can eat fish.
Yo, what?
Straight
really?
Out of the ocean.
What?
Straight out of the ocean.
But you gotta cook it first, right? You cannot eat it raw.
No, I think the Japanese just wrap it up in some rice and...
Yeah, they put some seaweed around it. For whatever reason, there's this great place called Tokyo Table.
This conversation is very cringy.
I know.
Well, you made it cringe by saying that.
So it was your fault.
Why was it? It was Nathan's fault.
Yeah, it's
fault.
Your fault, D-Bears.
Yeah, everything is D-Bears' fault.
I mean, that's been the consensus for the past two episodes.
Yeah.
So right. Human-pig hybrids.
Man-bear-pig, South Park.
Man Bear Pig?
You don't remember watching that episode?
I don't watch South Park.
Damn, you're missing out on some quality content, except for the newer seasons.
I guess I am.
The first few seasons were really good. Yeah. I was cracking my ass off when I watched them.
Yeah. Now it's like super PC, and it's just like, okay, cool.
You kinda that's how the world
nose.
Is.
I know, but they're like on the nose about it. Anyways, let's get back on topic.
Yo, I don't.
So yeah, we saw Alita Battle Angel.
I don't like how it was made to have sequels.
Oh, no. I mean, that's every movie. Dude, they're just cashing like out on like what they can
make. But they should make a quality movie first with good dialogue. and then make sequels. You can't plan sequels before you make the actual movie. No one's invested in the movie yet.
You mean like Avatar?
That's what they did with Warcraft. That's what they did with...
That one failed?
I think they're still making a new one.
They're also doing it with Avatar?
No, Warcraft. Warcraft made money.
Yeah, it? Warcraft made a bunch of money.
I think Warcraft made a shit ton of money.
Oh, are they still making... They're still making Avatar 2, right?
They have and like then 3,
yeah. And then 4, and then 5. And then James Cameron even said, you guys are going to love when Avatar 6 comes out. It was something shit like that.
Wait, but they still haven't released 2.
Released 2 what?
It's coming soon.
Well, yeah,
it's
Avatar coming
soon.
2.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Oh.
But a good example of a movie that was made and then was supposed to have sequels was
Last Jedi.
I was going to say The Mummy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Warcraft. The budget was $160 million. Box office was $433 million.
How many boxes for Apex Tomato? Is that?
What?
What's the rating on Rotten Tomato for it?
Warcraft?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about how.
I'm talking about the return.
I'm just saying.
Like the money.
The movies that they plan to make sequels, they know that people are going to spend money. That's why I pulled this up.
I guess, yeah.
They made double.
I guess you could say the same thing about Alita.
Yeah, but
they definitely made money. Crazy. Nathan, Alita.
What's the conversion?
And I heard it's
in
doing
Apex.
Really good internationally, like in China and Japan. Yeah.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Alita.
It makes sense. I mean, in that area, manga is like very popular.
And the eyes.
What the fuck? Why the eyes?
Because in Japanese.
Well, true. Alita's kind
the
of a
beautiful
waifu.
Anime eyes.
Yeah.
She's kind of, dude, she's got that Snapchat filter going on. Kind of down.
Snapchat filter?
You've never seen that? It's one of the filters that like makes your eyes bigger.
Okay. Sorry, dude. Hashtag no filter. I'm naturally beautiful. No.
That's what you wear for Halloween with the no filter.
Oh, dude, I don't want to talk.
What? What did you wear for Halloween?
Him and his ex were the filter and no filter.
So last
and
weekend,
he was the no filter.
So last weekend, I was helping my friends shoot a music video. It's pretty fun.
How was that?
I was going to ask, was it fun?
Was
and
it
then
for
you were
Tatiana?
Like,
there was a member on the crew named Tatiana. That's all I was singing to her.
Damn. Really?
Did you get a number?
What?
Did you get a number, though?
No. I already have it.
Ooh. Already having
no,
the
she's
number.
Just, she's just someone I knew from class.
Is she that one chick that you went to class early for, but then she didn't show up that first time?
No. Oh, my God. We're getting in the wrong area.
I think we're in the right
area. Yeah, it's pretty dope. But I wanted to talk about for the music video. So with fucking filming, dude, everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Like and our podcast.
Assumption,
and
isn't
it's
it?
An absolute fact.
Yeah.
So there's this scene where we were shooting and there's like this crazy guy and the main character and the crazy guy pulls out a bong and he like shows him because they're about to smoke weed or whatever.
So
we're doing like a couple takes because he's not like getting his like
his pull out game
acting
strong.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he has to be like a Joker kind of like crazy fucking motherfucker.
Want
to
see how I got this?
So for like one of the last takes that he's doing really well, he pulls it out and he grabs it by the bowl piece. He lifts it up and it all
comes. What's the bowl piece?
So the bowl piece is a little segment. So basically, the bong. There's a stem and then there's the base.
Uh-huh.
At the middle of the base and the stem. There's a little piece.
Do it more, yeah.
And where you put the weed in, he grabbed it by that, and you're not supposed to because you're supposed
to... Wait, the bottom...
So here's base.
Yeah.
It's kind of... It looks like an Erlenmeyer flask.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I know what it looks like, but I don't know which part of...
It's the piece that you take out.
Wait, I expected Chad to explain it, not D-Bears.
Sorry. So, like, it's the thing that looks like an Erlenmeyer flask that you used in chemistry.
Oh, you mean, like, the conical flask?
We call it here in America.
Okay, no, here. So, Lindsay, America. Let me explain it.
Here, let me pull up a bong.
It's a long pipe.
It's like a penis.
Goes down to the floor. Okay. And then you have this little thing that you put...
I know what it looks
that
like.
That you put your weed in. Yeah, right? And then... So, the way a bong works is that the water is the filter.
Yeah.
And you light it. And you have to pull the bowl piece out.
Uh-huh. There was literally a
penis. Well, we're getting into bong science.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay. God. Sorry.
Damn it.
We're getting into some like bong science here. Giving him a science
lesson.
Anyway,
continue.
So he grabbed that piece.
I hate that you're using this one.
He grabbed that piece as opposed to
Oh, shit.
So I'm assuming, Nathan.
Wait, and the entire thing's made out of glass, right?
I'm assuming since he grabbed it by that piece.
It's made out of glass?
He shattered it.
Yeah. It shattered the entire bong.
Wait, how much was the bong?
No, and everyone just stood there and just stared at it. And one of our producers, I looked at him because it was his bong. And I just looked at him, and he was just like,
oh. He's like, I just bought that.
Dude, he did.
Like, it was I just new. Smoked
no. It was new. It was clean and new.
Bro, I didn't Fuck. Even get to hit that
Bro,
yet.
Those are the best. When they're just fresh.
I didn't
new.
Even get to
you
hit
put
that.
Some, you put some ice cubes down there, and you smoke
no,
it.
No, but so like the director and like the AD and whatever, they're all trying to figure out. And then they were just like, fuck it, let's just go get another bong. We're gonna put that in the music video, and this is how we're gonna change it. We're gonna change it so the guy drops it. We're gonna keep that footage.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna and then we're gonna cut it, cut to another cut to the same scene. He's gonna be like, oh shit. Well, I just have another one. So they use that. Oh, and it's just like it's just good. So it's funny good. How that shit happens. And there was also supposed to be a they're supposed to drive up to the house.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be in the scene. The guy who was supposed to drive the car, the key broke in the ignition.
Oh my gosh.
So we had
how the hell does that happen?
It was like a really old truck.
Y'all just don't have push to start.
Right?
Right? Like, dude, what?
Dude, keys? Dude, that shit is just so funny.
You're going to have to link the video now in the description.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys after.
Yeah.
My friend put up the first cut.
Were you showing me it when we waited for him the other night?
I was showing you.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of driving, though, Lindsay, congrats on getting your certificate.
Oh, yeah. I got my learner's permit.
Oh, so you can drive us around tonight and learn in D-Bear's car.
Wait, technically, car? I can, but I'm going to wreck your car.
You don't trust yourself?
I've never driven before.
We can show you the ropes. It's so easy. Okay.
Really?
So what my driver is
on board.
Wait,
now.
But I don't have my permit with me right now.
No, that's fine. No, I'm not going to actually let you drive today. Yeah. No, but what my driver taught me was if you want to keep in the idea of like staying in your lane, you match the corner of your windshield to the left side of the lane. And that way you're always in the lane. Like you don't like deviate from there.
Okay, but I'm not in a car right now, so I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
You'll see when we let you drive.
Okay. We can just move all this shit in the car.
Mobile podcast. Let's do this shit.
All right.
We should have done that in the Tesla.
Yeah, we should have done it in
why
the
would
Tesla.
We have done the Tesla? I would have just slapped that bitch
dude,
in autopilot.
Why do you have such a... I just want to talk about your accent. You say Tesla.
Oh,
you say,
my God.
You say pitcher.
Dude, I'm just from the South, Taylor.
Is that a Southern... Like, what is that?
The pitcher thing?
I don't know. It's probably just... No, okay. I got it from my dad.
Where are you from?
I got... I'm from here.
As in, from where Alabama. Are you really from?
Well, I'm from here, but my dad's from Michigan.
Okay.
But the funny Sick. Thing is, my dad says Sick. Pitcher like I say pitcher.
Maybe it's a Michigan thing.
But I never saw my dad growing up, so I don't know how I picked it up.
You probably watched a bunch of home movies.
Home movies? Yeehaw. Caesar.
No, not those kind of home movies.
Lock them doors.
Not those kind.
Lock them doors. What kind?
The one with your sister.
Caesar.
Anyway, the other day.
Yeah, just deviate from the. the incest.
Jesus Christ.
Just to clarify,
I'm
an only child.
Anybody from Alabama, Michigan is into incest.
I'm an only child. Clear things up.
The other day, yesterday, my history professor came into the class and he was really, really mad. He was like super pissed off and he was like, he was handing out like a bunch of surveys and he was like, don't write your name on this. I want to see how you really felt about my Tuesday lecture. And
sorry, he was blowing his air.
Can you pay attention?
Yes, Poppy.
Pay attention, D-Bears. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Dude, stop blowing your nose into your fucking mic.
Sorry.
Anyway, he was passing out a lot of surveys and it said like, oh, did my lecture on Tuesday make you feel like I was advocating the use of drugs? Because somebody went to HR to complain about how he was advocating the use of drugs on his lecture, during his previous lecture. And he got a disciplinary hearing from HR and he was really ticked off and he was like, oh, whoever it was, I'm going to make sure that my lawyers come after you once they prove that it's a false accusation.
Holy shit. And so, he was threatening.
Yeah. Yeah.
The students.
He was actually
major big dick energy.
He was actually like pissed off. Like he was like, don't think that you can. He swears a lot in class too. So he was like, don't think you can get away with accusing me of this shit and think that you can get away with it.
So he's going to get another hearing from HR. That's what I'm getting from this.
Holy
and
shit.
He was,
would that lead to another hearing?
No, but like, oh.
A threat?
Threatening,
yeah,
students?
Threatening students?
No, because he was like,
yeah, but that's slander.
Student, the student is, yeah, it is slander. He said the student is harassing him for for that. And like,
it's also unprofessional to threaten your students.
That's true.
About having a lawyer on them.
Yeah, it's he was like, I've got good LA lawyers. I've got really good lawyers. And he was like, I've been planning to work for 10 more years. I make $100,000 a year. Do the math and tell me how much money I would be missing if I got fired. He said that in class.
He's just making his case even worse for himself. Yeah. Though.
So I was like, I saw the survey and I was like, well, I wasn't in class on Tuesday, so.
Oh my God. It wasn't me.
Are you sure it wasn't you? Lindsay was like, it was me all along, bitches.
No, but I really like this professor. But he was just really, really mad the other day.
Then you should go in and give him a compliment and be like, bro, this guy don't do this.
Yeah, that's how she should do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I should do it. Bro.
Can we hear it again? Hear it again one more time for the folks in the back? How's she going to do it?
Hey, guys in the back. I don't know.
Oh my God,
dude. That was a train wreck from start to finish.
That was awful.
I forgot what I said, so.
He was like, you little Irvine little shits. He said that. Yeah.
Dick flopped on the table.
Word for word. He was like,
you fucking Irvine little shits.
Little Newport little shits. Yeah, he said that.
He's like, you international student looking motherfuckers, get out of my classroom right now.
Oh my God, dude. It's crazy.
Can you describe the professor?
He's
That's a bad idea. That's a terrible idea. Jordan, was it you? Did you come in that class and you're like, I'm gonna get this bitch?
No.
Fuck drug use.
No, cause he teaches the one where like the history history that I'm learning right now, did your cameras die? Like, huh?
Did it die?
Oh, did it die?
Might have died, I don't know.
Let's take a look.
Rip the video.
It's okay. We'll just write a very wordly. Oh, is this still recording?
No, it's not recording.
Was it not recording that whole time?
It was supposed to be recording. It was recording.
Oh no!
Oh, for sure.
All right.
Stop. Well, we just took a commercial break. Welcome back.
There was no commercial break. I'm not fucking cutting this shit.
Yeah, we're not fucking sponsored yet. Oh. Yeah. We're not cutting it. Oh, never mind then.
Oh, my card is full.
Lindsay, why don't you just buy a new card with your...
It's literally a 32 gigabyte. You want to buy a new card for me?
You're the one that made money for your shifts.
It's okay. We'll just use that footage. I don't know. First 10 minutes on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then just put like a...
Can we just draw the rest
graphic
out?
Graphic for the rest.
Can we just draw the rest out?
I'm not drawing.
No,
I'm
not drawing.
Dude, just put the 10 minutes on YouTube and then say, hit to Spotify for the rest.
Okay, that works.
That's major big dick energy. It's like, you know what?
I mean,
fuck
like
our YouTube.
The view anyway.
Well, no, because I'm just going to put the whole thing on YouTube anyways, because I already put the first two up.
That's true.
So why would I not put the third one?
Yeah, we'll just put like disclaimer.
We'll just put a graphic.
Yeah, I'll put a graphic disclaimer. Lindsay's fucking SD card is full of.
What were we talking about?
Ankle pics.
But yeah, it's totally fine. It's fine.
Like, we're talking about Lindsay's professor, like just ousting and
okay,
threatening.
But now we know that my camera, like the battery life works because it still has three. Still has three. Bars.
That's not as interesting as your professor.
We just need a card.
Yeah.
Bars.
Well, how bars. Much?
Okay. Bitch, I want to hear the rest of this fucking story.
What? Where did I stop?
He got the lawyers, and he's basically telling like, "Oh, I make this amount of money."
And he was
"You Irvine
little
shit.
You Irvine little fuck faces."
Yeah, and that was it. He like calmed down after that, and he was just really excited about the survey because I think a lot of people just circled no because he was basically threatening the class too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was it.
Is this the class with Lane?
Wait,
no.
Actually, I think.
Do you think I would miss a class with Lane?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you,
okay,
Jordan?
Okay.
What?
I think she'd miss a class with Lane.
Hey, you fucking asshole.
Fucking
bro, my bad.
What was the word, Nathan?
Are you stupid, Jordan?
Are you missing something?
Are you stupid?
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Look, wait.
I'm just a little retarded.
Speaking of Lane, Lindsay.
What?
If you're talking about missing class with Lane, you haven't even spoken to him this week.
I have.
What, but?
We talk in class.
No, you said you don't talk in class.
not during the lecture.
So when you're leaving, you're like, oh, bye,
yeah,
Lane.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great conversation to have.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Tell me what you're, what am I supposed to do, huh? Genius?
Hey, Lane.
How?
Change and come early and take the seat next to him.
No, it's kind of weird now because, like... Because
what, we're 8 weeks into the semester?
Yeah.
And be yo, like, I still have bitches doing that to me in fucking statics and physics, so...
No, my class is in the LA building. So it's one of those, like, there are only 20 people in the class. Yeah, it's just, really obvious.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? You it's need to weird. Give him a
sign. Yeah. Just sit in the back and just be like...
Just sit on his lap. There you go. That makes it easier. Hey, no, sit on top of yo, what's up, Lane?
Can I get your number?
No, you just need to walk up and put your hand on his shoulder. Stop loving you, bitch.
Hey.
Yeah, do the shoulder trick. That's the only way to do it.
Hey.
You got nice hair. Can I get your number?
He does have really nice hair.
Can I get your number?
Psych, that's the wrong number.
Dude, but oh my god, I was fucking dying. Fucking Alex Jones, dude. I guess we can talk about it right now, right?
Yeah, we can do it.
Fucking yeah, shout out something. Shout out Evan for pitching Joe Rogan's Experience podcast. One of our buddies that told us to watch it.
Okay.
He commented on the post. Come on, Instagram post.
Yeah, bro.
I don't.
You're the one that runs this. Come on.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
But I don't look into the comments.
You're too cool. You're too busy paying attention to the other 30 followers that we have.
I think she forgot that she was on the account the other day because she left a comment on D-Bear's post, I think.
No, it
was intentional.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was an accident. I was like,
no,
huh,
it was
Lindsay.
Intentional. I wanted to comment,
no,
but
I thought
I didn't
that was a good idea to like leave the... Because then everyone else who's reading it would be like, who the fuck is
you need
official
engagement.
Team podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they comment on D-Bear's
I actually commented on myself.
Oh, so that was you?
No, it wasn't. It was Lindsay. I immediately texted. I was like, are you running the account right now? She's like, LOL, yes.
But
oh,
yeah,
we have some beef to settle.
Who?
When, oh, you owe me Momo. Oh.
You owe me Momo.
You owe me Omo.
For what?
For
I guess we'll put the Joe Rogan podcast to the side.
Sorry, wait, this is really quick.
No, yeah, go.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it soon.
So... I said, I don't remember what it was about.
Uh huh.
Oh, continue. Yeah. So we said, there's this guy, that everybody doesn't like because he's really like homophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, all the phobias you want. And,
only towards humans.
Yeah. He's
just scared of every human.
Yeah. He's not scared. He's just an asshole. And same let's thing. Call him.
So he's racist. He's not phobic.
No. He makes it very apparent he's phobic.
Yeah.
Trust, let us.
So he's scared but makes fun of them?
I don't think he's scared. He's just an asshole.
Well, being phobic is being scared of something, right?
It's having a fear from something.
Well, no. When you like offend like gay people, you're called homophobic, right?
Or trans people or anybody that you don't like.
No, it's people who are like, I don't want them around me.
Yeah, that's him.
Wait, are we all having a fucking mental breakdown on what phobias are?
I see what you guys both are saying.
Let me pull it up. Hold on. I'm kind of on stock X right now.
Homophobic,
like,
transphobic.
But if you have a phobia. Oh.
Yeah.
Homophobia.
Anyway. Oh, homophobic. Yeah, so basically this guy's an asshole, right? And he, let's call him AirPods. Okay. So AirPods.
Well, I think that's a bad idea.
Bro, is he rich?
Yeah.
Why don't we call him Chad number
no, no,
two?
No, no. Wait, whoa. No, there's only one Chad.
That's why you're number one.
No, there's no numbers. I'm just Chad. All
right.
Let's just call him Bob.
How about Had?
No, let's just give him a fucking initial. Let's do...
J.
J. Let's just do J.
For Jewel Pod?
Yeah. Jewel?
Just call him Jewel.
Jewel?
Let's call him Jewel.
Anyway, Jewel.
Can I bum it?
He was in the meeting today, our meeting.
Oh, he's on your guys' desk.
He's a student ambassador.
Oh, I see.
Which is really bad for the school because he's the face of the school. And so today we were in the meeting and so I was not listening at all. at all. I was not listening to whatever was being said. And apparently he said something. And so D-Bears texted in the group chat. He said, shit, I can't find it anymore.
Ooh, that's God, a weird thing to say. I could have talked about Joe Rogan podcast.
No, wait. I'm finding it right now.
Wait, he said something or texted you something?
he said something and then D-Bears texted, hey, he texted, hey, Lindsay, Jules' question was borderline autistic, and I almost wanted to rebuttal.
Jesus Christ!
And that's all you said. He was shocked that I wasn't listening, and he was like, I literally asked, did you hear what he said? And you said yes. And I did not say yes. And now you owe me omomo. Because I just said, yeah.
But we didn't
when does he not? When is he not like that?
But why does he owe you omomo though?
Because he was like, I literally asked you if you heard what Jewel said. And then you said yes. But I didn't say yes. And he was making up lies in his head, saying that I tricked him into thinking that I heard what Jewel said.
Oh shit!
So now you
great
owe me
story.
Omomo.
Back to the human pig hybrids.
Lindsay comes to this podcast to just beef on D Bears. That's it.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm just browsing sneakers. Like, leave me alone.
Ew.
Okay, right now. Let's get back to what I wanted to talk about. And to Joe what the followers Rogan want to listen to is our input popping on shut the fuck on fucking Joe Rogan podcast, dude. Fucking Alex Jones.
Someone commented. I'm just kidding.
All right, I'm peacing out.
All right, let's get. Someone commented what they wanted to hear on our Instagram.
Yeah, I just said.
We just went over that.
Sorry.
Damn, Lindsay, are you missing something too?
Stop. Stop. Okay. So, fucking Alex Jones.
He had some pretty good theories on there. Or stories.
He had some fucking... Dude, I... Honestly, I've never really watched him. Mm-hmm. I knew of him. And I knew of him more when he was accused of saying Sandy Hook was fake and staged.
I knew him more when he was saying that the water was turning the frogs gay.
I did not know about that.
Dude, it was the funniest thing.
Alex Jones.
He was an angry voice. He's like, the water is turning
the
frogs gay.
It's the guy that
gay
we were watching.
Oh, the one that was really angry?
Yeah. Super angry. Oh, my God. He's such a comic. I would watch him.
Is he saying it for real, though?
Yeah.
That was raw emotion passionate right there.
He believes that the water in Flint, Michigan turns frogs gay, and he believes that Sandy Hook was made up.
No.
If you start the podcast over, obviously Lindsay didn't listen to the podcast. Yeah. But if you start it over, he explains his mental process of how he'd gone through that.
Yeah, over and over again.
He basically said people sent him fake news of it. So he was like, oh, this kind of seems true. So Sandy Hook is fake.
You got to say it like him. Like Sandy Hook. Joe, let me tell you. Joe, let me tell you.
Sandy Hook isn't fake. I didn't send people to the parents' houses. Okay, I did not do that.
Look it up.
But yeah, he's so
Jimmy,
funny.
Pull up the clip.
Honestly, I just want Joe Rogan and Alex Jones have their own separate podcasts, so I can just watch them just fucking smoke weed and just talk about this random shit.
You know,
Alex Jones thinks is fucking true.
You know, Alex Jones sells supplements, right?
I mean, look at him. He looks like a power.
He's
lifter.
A unit,
dude. I want to go to different dimension.
Like, he sells like actual supplements on his website, vitamin supplements.
Yeah, look at him, dude.
And I was like, dude, this is man.
He's fucking. He's daddy,
dude. I would let him choke me out any day.
Eddie, choke me out. Come on, just choke me out.
Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. No, just choke me out.
Shit, it was so funny. Oh, I don't think we showed them that part.
Oh yeah, because they didn't watch.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, I got home pretty late last night. Couldn't watch it. I'll probably watch it tonight. I want to watch one with Elon Musk. I know it's kind of old news, but...
D-Bears, you literally said in the chat, everyone's homework tonight is to watch the podcast.
Yeah, but you know me. I never do my homework.
Oh
my
what?
God. Huh?
What chat?
In the official tea.
Oh, the chat that Lindsay doesn't apparently look into.
Then doesn't even know how to handle a fucking IG page. I'm a social influencer. My name's Lindsay.
Never said I was a social influencer.
But yeah,
let me pull up my other group chat.
Back to what I was talking about. So was there any like conspiracy theories that you guys used to believe in or
conspiracy theories? I never believed chemtrails. In conspiracy theories. Like I'm always skeptical about conspiracy theories.
Well, it's good
she
to be
clearly
skeptical.
Doesn't know.
Yeah.
But those fucking chemtrails, Nathan.
Dude, chemtrails, bro.
Chemtrails
they're
are
fucking
real.
Killing us.
Chemtrails.
They're fucking killing
They're killing us.
What are chemtrails?
Lindsay, whenever you just walk out of your meeting and you find yourself just like your phone's dead.
I never find my phone dead.
Your AirPods are dead.
You're kind of just searching for the meaning of life. Just look up in the sky.
You see those trails that are just straight cloud?
Those plane trails in the sky.
They're poisoning us.
Just think, you're going to fucking die. That's your cause of death.
In the second safest city in California, yes.
Okay.
I think the government's just poisoning us.
Oh, duh.
Everybody you hear about the 5G? Because you know how...
The 5G.
Okay, so you know how cellular.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Coming out 5G AT&T's faking it.
What?
Now you didn't hear about real. That.
Well, no, 5G is real.
No, 5G is real, but AT&T is advertising it on their phones.
Uh huh.
But they don't have 5G yet. So
wait, hold on.
Hold for dogs.
Do you hear all those fucking dogs?
Yeah.
Is there an earthquake? Earthquake coming?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. Earthquake.
Should we hold?
No, wait, is that true? Is that another conspiracy? That dogs can predict or like they like...
Animals? I thought it was animals in general, if I remember.
They know like when something's about to happen?
Well, it makes sense though.
My anxiety is hitting me right now. I can't.
Yeah, is that true or is that a conspiracy?
I think it's true.
Is that proven? Is there facts or is that a conspiracy?
Yeah, like vaccinations, like they're bad. Like it's facts.
Yeah, fuck Alex, everybody who doesn't Alex vaccinate Alex Jones their kids. Said about vaccinations that, sure, they're real, but now the government is hijacking and putting more stuff in vaccines, and they're hijacking our bodies.
They want to lower our IQ.
It's how they hack phones. They're hacking our bodies.
Yeah, but
and the government does it? And the government of every nation.
Whatever the government means.
The man.
The government of
Big
every
brother.
Nation.
Yeah. Big brother's always watching you.
Well, he related it to brainworms. Because brainworms take over grasshoppers, I believe they said, to go and like climb up and put in.
Yeah,
kill they do themselves.
Yeah, that's what.
And snails.
Remember that
too.
One game? A game did that based off of it. Last of Us. The preface was like they made zombies, but it was a spore. Like realistically, they related to a spore that infects bugs and insects.
Every time y'all guys you guys talk about games, I want to shoot myself.
I heard the game
you
was
won't.
Good though.
You won't. Yeah, that's right.
I don't have a
anyways.
Gun.
Anyways,
what do you
anyways.
Mean?
So basically, like,
yeah, that's right.
They preface it or they relate it to a spore that infects like insects and stuff like that.
Isn't that kind of what
it's
Bird
a mind
Box
control
too in a way?
No.
Shows you your worst fear.
It's your worst fear that makes you want to kill yourself.
I thought it was just a thing that makes you want to kill yourself. I haven't watched it, so.
Have you seen
like
The Knowing?
Non-vaccinated people?
No.
Is it called The Knowing? I think it's called The Knowing. It's a film. And it's with Mark Wahlberg.
Dude, I need to see that.
Oh, that's the one where and people start throwing themselves off of the building.
Yep.
What?
It's about like a fucking something that's passed in the air. It's airborne. And it's through the plants. And the plants communicate with other plants. And the way he explains it is that they notice how humans are destroying the planet, so they're just killing us
killing
off.
The humans.
Dude, it's like plants versus zombies.
Oh, God, Jesus. Anyways.
But it ends weirdly.
Thanos?
It ends.
That's
do you guys
want to
know the ending?
Too.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert
for
to say
anybody
spoiler
that's
for
watching.
Like an old ass
spoiler.
Movie.
It's pretty old.
Like it's
but yeah, spoilers.
Like 2017 old.
The ending is like, it just, for some reason, it magically stops when Mark Wahlberg is found in the fields. And we see the fucking the leaves winding towards him.
And it just stops.
And it's just, he doesn't get the disease.
And he's the only one left?
No, he's like, no, but like after like all of his crew die.
He's the chosen one.
Him and his kid and his wife are the
wait,
last one.
I think it's an illusion that white
No. And then like the after credit scene, it comes back.
So
sequel.
It's just like a weird fucking.
All right, but yeah, back to the 5G thing. Continue.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So basically what Alex Jones says, and what Joe told Jamie to pull up an article, which Jamie did. Jamie pulled through. pulled up an article saying how 5G can like react with brain frequencies and is used to like
basically when the government
yeah, Jordan, take over.
You say
basically the government's using it, so if anything happens
hold on
Jamie, can you get my tinfoil hat?
The Supreme one?
Ugh. Jamie, pull up this article.
But the way he described it is if there was like a terrorist attack or a natural disaster, they could use the radio waves to calm the population so they don't freak out as much. It's like a form of brainwashing.
Brainwashing. That's what I was
looking for. But the thing is, if to do that, theoretically, you would have to vibrate at that same frequency. There's no way 5G vibrates at that same frequency.
But they've already been testing with cell phone towers.
But that was back in like the 60s, I think he said, where they put in neighborhoods and they looked like trees.
I don't know, dude. I don't want to be a fucking Alex Jones preacher, but just reiterating
frogs.
Dude, everything is false, but the frogs.
Those frogs are turning gay.
We might want to look into the Flint water.
Yeah.
Might want to look into that.
But yeah.
Might be scaring your little homophobia friend over there.
Speaking of this homophobia friend.
Jewel. Yeah, speaking
he's
of Jewel.
Actually speaking at the Foundation Awards that's coming up for the school, where literally the president, not the president of the nation, the president
different
of the
fundraiser
school.
Like Donald's fundraiser members.
The president, vice president, every like all the important donors are gonna be there, and he's gonna. I don't know how he got to speak at the Foundation Awards, but he is. And so what he did was literally at our last retreat, he was on my committee for ASG, and he there was also like another transgender person. No, it was, your like shaking is really distracting.
I don't give a fuck.
D-Bears, can we stop the shaking?
Also, the entire.
Dude, that's why the dogs were barking. They thought it was a fucking earthquake.
Sorry, it was lay day the other day. It was lay day the other day, Jordan.
Lay day the other day?
Leg day.
Anyway, this guy. There was another transgender person on my committee. And, you know, she likes to be referred to as she. And she also, like, has a woman's name now. And he went out of his way, Jewel. Went out of his way to find out this person's old name and started calling her.
How did he find this?
It's because it's on like the official roster. So he went out of his way to find it, and he started like calling her that. He started calling her that by her name. Sorry, and then she. Oh my god, I'm so distracted
god
right
damn
now.
It, D-Bears. I can't let her finish telling her story without showing us a fucking picture of Alex Jones.
Of Poppy Jones.
Oh my god.
All right, Lindsay, we love you. Sorry, continue.
This reminds me of the podcast where Alex Jones, he was like telling a story. He's like, fuck, Joe, I don't know where I was going with this. God damn it, where were we?
Anyway, yeah, and then we had like a lip sync battle thing, and we had him do like he was really
wait, what does that have to do with the story?
Yeah, no.
Oh, it does?
Just wait for
okay,
it.
Okay.
I'm so lost already.
We had this lip sync battle thing, and he he had to do like a Michael Jackson sequence thing, and so we had to get him a hat. And the only person that had a hat
was a tinfoil hat.
Supreme Club.
Anyway, the only person that had a hat was her. And he was like, I don't want to catch whatever disease he has.
Oh my god.
Great asshole right there.
This guy is speaking at the Yikes. Foundation Awards. Yeah. And I was like, and literally our
what, lice? He doesn't want lice?
And like the director of student life right now is so far up his ass that he thinks that he's like the best human being ever. That's why he's being allowed to speak at the awards.
How has no one told your guys' president that he's a homophobic?
Well, the president isn't. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree for the president of our school.
Oh, no, man.
Dude, that man hates what we do. This man, it's because us getting paid digs into his bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So for him, he doesn't want that, obviously.
Oh, so he's trying to make you guys even look worse and then just try and just get rid of you guys altogether.
Basically.
But
well, no, the thing
hey,
is,
that guy's kind of smart.
Well, no, the thing is, like, a lot of
he's a president for a reason.
Are you referring to Trump or?
Yes.
I don't know. He's kind of showing some qualities.
Are they different men, though?
I don't know. They're both white. Point is, what I'm trying to say wrong
with that. They're both white. White America. We live in a white America now.
Yeah, and this guy, this Jewel guy.
Oh, by the way, Black Klansman got fucking scrubbed.
Did he
from Oscars?
No fucking way.
Well, no, like. I mean, like, no, like, it got, like, fucking...
It didn't win anything?
Yeah. Well, no, it won... Spike Lee won for, what? They were, like, Best Directing or something?
That's right. I mean, it was a really good film. I liked it.
I didn't watch it.
It was really long.
Or
it was more political than I thought it was.
Snubbed, not scrubbed.
Yeah, yeah, not gonna lie, the trailers kind of...
What does that mean?
It made it seem more like a comedy.
Yeah, the trailers threw us off. Like, so. I was like, oh, cool, it's gonna be, like, a comedic look on that time. But no, it was really serious, and I dug it, so...
Oh, is it the one where she went, how many of us have to die for you to get it? Is
no.
That the movie?
No. Okay. So the movie is Adam Driver's in there.
That movie's not out yet.
Yeah, it is.
Who is the
main
actor?
With Taraji B?
Yeah, it's the one where she's in the car in the trailer
Cardi
at least
B.
And the boyfriend gets shot by the cop.
What? That's Black Klansman?
No. It's
so
a movie.
What are you
it came
talking
out
about?
A few months ago. The one where the one you were just talking about.
Oh, the one that I was talking about? I don't know what it's called.
With Sam Rockwell and Taraji P. Henson.
Is that
That's
one,
the one you're talking about.
Is that the one where they're in the
no.
car? And then
I'm trying to talk about the one you're talking about.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say about Black Klansman is, no, the thing was with Adam Driver and my boy John David
look,
Washington.
Look, listen, Joe. What? I'm kind of retarded.
Dude, I know. I saw a tweet about with
no,
that,
I
liked
your retweet.
Yeah, yeah. So the tweet was, the caption was, parent, like, you should vaccinate your children. And then it's like me. And it's the playback of.
No. It's the question is, why do parents believe in not vaccinating children? And then it's the parents.
It's like parents like, oh, sorry. I'm kind of retarded. And I was like,
oh my
fucking
God.
Hell. I love it. No, but for real, if you don't vaccinate your kids, I fucking hate you.
It's a thing here, huh? To not vaccinate
your
kids.
A lot of people really fucking, like, they strongly believe. The people that don't believe in vaccination strongly believe.
They're the same people that eat organic stuff. All
they think, like, doing shit like eating organic stuff.
Yeah, it's like the fucking door with the Cheetos in the lock. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah,
and
that.
It's like
essential oils.
Yeah, it's like parents' essential oils.
Like polio.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, like shit that got eliminated years ago is coming back. Like in Florida, measles had another outbreak. That shit got.
Were measles ever gone?
Yeah, they got eradicated when the vaccine came out.
Oh.
Polio also came back.
Oh yeah, polio.
And I was like, bro, like nobody should be dying of this shit, or let alone be having it. But you know, those essential oils are really gonna fucking fix everything. And Vicks VapoRub, that fixes everything. I don't know
how.
Well,
if you're gonna believe in VapoRub and like essential oils, at least do the other stuff too.
Yeah. Or like, oh, dude, when parents like don't believe in medication for their children.
Your parents?
No. I'm saying like when other parents like don't believe in medication for their children, and they think praying is gonna fix their issues.
My mom growing up, whenever I was sick, she would say, "Pray to Jesus and drink water."
Man, your parents are so weird.
I mean, water is good for you.
Yeah, keeps you going. No, but like, there were parents that are like, oh, we don't believe in medicine, things like that. So their kid died.
Of course.
And I was just like,
Jordan, that's not funny.
Just the way you said that.
Like, dude, like, how the fuck?
How is
they're gonna like let their kid die because it goes against what their beliefs are towards like any health system?
Dude, I don't know. People,
dude, fuck,
fucking
man.
This is the free world, brother.
You're right, brother.
Failer.
I mean, I see where they're coming from if you're so, like, deluded and, like,
well, yeah, I
strongly
can...
believe in.
Well, no shit, they're fully deluded.
If you fucking watch Alex Jones on InfoWars, yeah.
As in, like, if you so strongly believe in what you believe in, you're gonna be like.
Yeah, but, dude, man, like, it hurts to have to watch that they put somebody into this world only for their own beliefs to fuck up their offspring. Like, hey, let's have a kid. He gets
it. That's not how they see it, though.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely don't see it like that because
they think
everything.
Well, they think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
No, but they also think that if they pray, that's going to fix it.
Not necessarily.
No, no, no. Some article, like some people who have like had that happen to them, like their kid passes away because of X, they're like, oh, we didn't pray hard enough.
No, well, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying it happens for a reason anyways. That's what they believe in. Yes. So they don't see it the way you are.
Let's move to the political segment of Official Tea Podcast.
Just fuck those people.
And the end of the political segment.
Welcome back to the Smooth Jazz. And now, this is your host, Mick Flazzy Floop. Too central.
Essential oil?
No, too sensual. Sorry.
What, you want some EDM?
Are you going to do it?
All I can think of was that SpongeBob.
Welcome to Miami. Everybody, put your hands up. And be one with the bass.
And this is EDM?
I don't fucking know. Oh, I've never been to a rave.
Speaking of raves, Beyond is next month. Let's go.
Who's headlining?
I don't remember.
Let me search it up.
Wait, did we all cover what we wanted to talk about? Am I last?
Do you have something to say? You're welcome to say.
I mean, I was going to bring up the pedophilia thing going on YouTube right now.
What pedophilia thing?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, if you really...
And TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, hasn't TikTok been around for a while?
No, yeah.
Well, it was Musical.ly and then TikTok.
Yeah.
But it has been going on since like...
Oh, shit. It's this month.
Since TikTok added their duo fit feature, anybody can collaborate with anybody if you have that on. So it opens a door for a certain type of pedophilia in the TikTok community.
The weird ones.
Yeah, there was a bald guy that got arrested because he was because he was contacting these like 13, 14 year olds and like FaceTiming them and getting them to do stuff. And it was,
Why'd you specify a bald guy?
Well, because if people know about the story, they know description of him. Because he's known as like Humpty Dumpty on the internet. Oh, he looks like it. But.
Wait, how do you, is it because he's bald? Is that how you got his name?
Well, he's like a bigger, so bald like guy. Okay. Yeah.
No, but what I was going to bring up was like the fact like one of the YouTubers, Matt Watson, he brought it up.
What does he do?
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
Well, there's a multiple Matt Watsons apparently that broke different stories. It's nutty. Is this Matt Watson? Is this the one that does the Let's Play?
I don't know about that. So he's doing it for attention in a way.
Is it the one that does the Let's Play that's doing it for the attention or another one?
I don't know. I've only heard of the one Matt Watson.
Yeah, but some guy named Matt Watson, one of the many YouTubers, he broke the story and basically what was found was there's videos of children getting uploaded, and really it's hard to fucking dictate what's good and what's bad on YouTube because it's about 300 hours worth of stuff getting uploaded every minute.
Well, some of it's like family-friendly content where they're just with their family, and then these people are going and putting time codes of like weird angles of the kid.
Like people are ripping the content from other channels.
Out of context.
Uploading them, and then putting timestamps on where kids are specifically featured in the video.
Wait, as in to make it seem like it was like filmed from afar or something like that?
No. Like they're like...
So there's time codes in the comments down below.
Yeah.
So if... It's like a pedophile community where you go down and you look at the time code and you go to that part in the video.
Here's a kid at 2 minutes, another kid at 5.
Oh, so like when you click on the time code,
it jumps it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you're like, oh shit, there's kids. And they're just like fucking sick.
Yeah, it's kind of like how back then when like we'd all gather around and find the time code where there was like a nip slip.
When they started to say like a really like controversial thing.
When there was some back.
Some boobies.
I relate.
Yeah, right, Lindsay?
Yeah.
When you I'll put the time codes when I see some like 8-packs. Some nice 8-packs.
Legends.
Somebody say 8-packs.
Sweat.
Apex Fortnite's Legends. Dead. 8-packs is new. Dude, it's still number 1 on Twitch. Anyways, yeah. So the story was like people were putting that shit out, and what YouTube's first damage control was to disable comments.
Well, they disabled the comments.
That was their solution?
That was step one.
And they also took down a bunch of channels already.
Yeah, they took a bunch of channels out.
They did their job.
But they're also sweeping and taking out ads altogether.
Ads?
Well, no. So it's the ads that are actually leaving YouTube. They don't want to be a part of YouTube anymore.
YouTube's not taking them out?
No. Okay. They're actually just leaving themselves because of the controversy.
Yeah, so the advertisers are taking themselves out, but they're doing it in sweeps. So people who are being advertised or being sponsored by those advertisers,
yeah,
that's how they make their livelihood if they're not on things like Patreon or GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're losing lots of money.
You mean YouTubers?
Yeah, YouTubers.
Yeah.
They're losing a
like
ton of money.
Like their AdSense and stuff.
Yeah, basically. So it's because it's harder to determine who's good and who's bad with how much is getting uploaded on YouTube. So it's fucking people's livelihood.
Yeah. Well,
the guy, what he did, I think, is like, he did a good job of bringing this to attention, but he didn't have to go to the advertisers directly. He was emailing them and letting them know to, like, take your ads off of YouTube.
The guy who discovered, like, the pedophilia.
The one that made it big.
Oh. Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, that's, okay, cool. He emailed the advertisers, but it's still good that he did that.
No, I'm saying it's good that he brought it to attention, but he's making all these people lose their jobs and all the money that they're coming in by going directly to the advertisers.
I mean, people weren't making much money from YouTube now.
Yeah, a lot of people have been going through Patreon.
But I'm just saying it could be they're making it worse for them.
Yeah, they're making it worse, but they're also taking something out and finding and exposing this, like...
Well, I know, I'm just saying they could have gone to YouTube directly because they've been doing their job
in a way.
No,
YouTube doesn't do shit until
they've been doing
better. Fucks with their... like their bottom dollar.
They've been trying to do it before he had to go and do the advertisers.
No, but YouTube really has not given a fuck.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of big YouTubers now are talking about how YouTube is a dying media.
Like, it's a dying media, but it's hard to compete because nobody can create anything that competes with it currently.
Yeah.
Well, streaming's the new thing. That's
where
everyone's
going.
That's
what, no, the thing is, a lot of people have split the revenue gains from streaming, Patreon.
What's streaming?
Streaming, so things like Twitch.
Live streaming.
Yeah. Like where you live stream and you either play a game or you just do discussions, things like that.
It works well. Yeah. It's fantastic. Because like
it does, but it's live, right? Some people want to watch like videos.
No.
People want to watch live. People like podcasts because it's raw emotion. It's not scripted.
It's more genuine.
It's... compared to like scripted YouTube videos.
Guys, put away the script. Fuck. Wait, the cameras are off. Okay, we're good. No, but like people want to watch that type of shit. And then what other YouTubers do, for example, Ninja, he's a very well-known one. He creates videos for Fortnite. He rips all of his videos from his own streams and re-uploads through YouTube.
Yeah.
So he's getting double AdSense.
Views, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people are just pulling away from strictly going through YouTube for... monetary gain, and splitting it.
And
that
most
way
of the time,
fucked.
If your video is explicit, YouTube demonetizes.
Oh, dude,
it anyway.
Their demonetization system fucking sucks. Like there was this guy I watched, Philip DeFranco. He brought up a really good story. I know Jordan doesn't like him as much anymore after some shit, but this is before.
We got about like 5-10 minutes. By
okay, cool. I'll end it with this.
Yeah.
But like he brought something up like potential, like a news story, right? But since it's graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually showcases, like, he blurs out shit like that.
Yeah.
But he talked about it. YouTube demonetizes video.
Uh-huh.
But then you have fucking guys who upload videos, like, those douche tubers, like Rice Gum. And, like,
douche tubers.
That's
and, like, fucking hype beast, like, type YouTubers. They just, like, make their money from young kids who are just, like, oh my god, like I love Rice Gum. Like, he puts out great content.
Uh-huh.
Then the YouTuber flexes how much he makes from those kids viewing him.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Yeah.
He's just fucking cashing and milking like those
as
kids.
As long
who watch
as
him.
It's not like explicit.
Well, there's also copyright issues on YouTube.
Yeah.
Copyright issues.
Anybody could claim your video. Doesn't even matter. They don't have to have proof or anything. They can just claim it. And then all the money that goes from the video goes straight to them.
Yeah.
That's what happened with TikTok.
Yeah. Like it's Cody
crazy.
Ko. Cody Ko got fucked by it too.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
Like it was so fucked up. He made a TikTok to just meme it.
Yeah.
TikTok fucked him.
The fucking
took his video.
Chinese government, man. They fucked up. Because they copied Musical.ly. They straight up copied all the types of coding whatever from Musical.ly.
Yeah.
But they knew it was going to make money.
Yeah.
So they made TikTok, bought out Musical.ly, and just made this fucking now like pedophiliac fucking app.
Oh my god.
That. Because, like, the two-way, you know, screen thing.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
You have fucking teenagers and adults making fun of little kids on one side of the screen while they're dancing.
Yeah.
And like how Jordan said, one of them, like, would, like,
FaceTime the
They would, like,
girls?
Dance and put their face to the edge, and some guy would just, like, hump the side. It's just fucking weird.
It's the one where they're, like, they're pulling on the shirt, and then, like, they go to, like, pretend to make out. Yeah. But instead of them making out, the guy's just fucking on the other side of the screen.
It's like, sure, it's an interesting concept when it comes to content, but, like, you have to think of the, like, worst possible outcomes, which is that.
Like, theory, God, dude, in the theory, fucking worst great. Part, it's, like, that application's just made for kids to fuck around.
Yeah.
But some asshole just comes in and is like, oh, there's fucking children there? Sign up right now.
Oh my god.
Enter my email. Okay. Like, dude, like, it's so fucky. And it doesn't help too, because, like, sure, it's on the parents' fault for letting their kids do shit like that. But it's even harder to just limit what they can do.
I don't think the parents let the kids do it. They just do it.
Some parents, like, just let them run free.
A lot of parents are just out of touch with the internet nowadays and all the apps.
So they don't really know what their kids are doing online.
It's hard to parent nowadays. Yeah.
It really is. Because a bunch of parents, like, I've seen, oh god, we're getting about to eat another tangent.
Well, that's why they feel like they have to helicopter.
We can go longer. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of helicopter parents are around now, because they feel like they have to with everything.
There's a fine line of helicopter parenting. Because if you helicopter parent too much, you build resentment in your kids.
Yeah.
But if you don't parent enough,
preach, D-Bears.
Then that kid just grows. He just like gets values that you never wanted him to learn other than, like, from you.
Yeah.
Through examples.
Yeah.
So it's
like
just
the gray area
fucking
that you want to be in. But.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of people who are on YouTube, TikTok, are just milking kids who are just...
Milking
I know,
kids.
Sorry.
They're, oh, man.
Wrong verbiage.
Poor choice
monetizing children because of their lack of, like, parenting.
What, did you see Little Tay?
Oh, yeah. She was ousted as fake.
Well,
her parents
were...
Her parents were using it.
It was mainly her brother that was doing it, but her mom knew all about it the whole time. Like, was letting them use, like, her employees'
image.
Houses and stuff.
Yeah. And in their cars.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, like,
man,
how...
Dude, I almost believe Little Tay. I was like, fuck. I'm 21 and she has a Lambo?
Well, I can see it, though. Like, obviously, it was her parents' money. In my eyes, no, I was like, obviously, it's her parents' money. But,
like, oh, dude, when people made Little Baby, oh, fuck. Or Bad Baby. When Dr. Phil made Bad Baby and put her on his show, I fucking knew what was going to go on after that. Everybody just fucking big dicked and was like, oh, dude, we love Bad Baby.
I mean,
she's a great influencer.
But those are really good ratings for his show, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's all he cared about.
Yeah. Why do you think he's not a licensed doctor anymore? Yeah.
But that clip, though,
same with Doctor,
from that show was, like, a few years old already by the time it blew up.
Well, yeah. But
which I was like, damn.
Yeah. It's just making stupid people famous and thus instilling stupidity in future children.
His show is revolved around stupid people.
I don't think he meant to do that.
Yeah, obviously
no,
he didn't. He just thought it was going to be good for ratings.
Like Dr. Oz, because, you know. Sorry, I'm going on a lot about things. Anyways.
I can't believe people fucking
listen to Bad Baby.
Bust down to Bad Baby.
Oh, and like Blueface and Thotion. I fucking hate that song.
I mean, people like Blueface, though.
I know, but it's such a fucking... I don't like that song.
Is that his song?
Thotiana, yes.
That's his song? I didn't know.
Yeah, bro, G-Eazy collab with him, and I was like, fuck, this
hurts. Oh, yeah, they just came out with a new single today.
Yeah, it fucking hurts. I, like, saw that, and I was like, why?
That's fucking hilarious. I didn't know I fucking made that song.
I'll show you guys a song later that's really, really explicit that my friend showed me today, and it's created by these three guys that are all gay, but all thought each other were straight. And then they all came out to each other at the same time, and this song's about that.
How they all just had a three-way.
Wait, is it
I don't know.
Treyway?
I don't know. The song is just really explicit, but okay.
I show you something sticky.
Is that where we're going to end?
Free my boy 6ix9ine. No, wait, no. Actually, wait, no, no, no. I don't want to do that. Nope, didn't say that.
Dude, I loved how we got 69
I just realized what that me saying.
What the fuck is wrong with you, D-Bears?
I know. Fuck.
Anyways,
do you ever just wish you had a click remote, like remote button?
No, because we don't say just stupid
rewind.
Shit like you.
Ooh.
I would just mute Lindsay immediately.
Beef.
Sure.
All right.
Anyways,
I mean we can go a little longer if you
what
guys want.
What do we got?
We're about like an hour.
Real quick, did you guys get any feedback from the question of last episode? Because
what question?
Oh, Would you suck dick for the money?
Wait.
Oh, I did get yeah. feedback.
One of my friends said, like, you guys are all pussies for not doing it. And I was like, so you would? And she's like, well, yeah, I would.
Bro,
I was
30K like, is
good
30K.
To know.
You know how nice it would have to just have 30K in your bank account?
I wouldn't look, have it in my bank
you,
account.
Do you know how nice it would be to still have your dignity? Oh, maybe.
Wait, okay,
you don't,
first
you don't
off.
Know.
Okay, well, okay. I feel
dignity
like,
subjective.
Look, I feel like, because your friend is female, right?
Yes.
It's just another
it's easier for daily her conceptually.
Thing.
I feel like there's a gender bias.
It's conceptually it easier for
it's just
her
another thing.
To think of sucking another dick. But for us guys, it's like, fuck, like.
It's like that's it's like asking Lindsay, us. Would you eat
ass?
No.
Oh.
Eat, you know,
ramen?
For 30 cats.
No.
Fish.
Oh, dogs.
Pussy.
I said cats.
Would you eat pussy for $30,000? That's like asking Lindsay
no.
that. Exactly.
Lindsay looks at her account. Fuck.
No, but I was just wondering. I know there's obviously some bias to it. I was just wondering if anybody else got any feedback from any.
I got nothing.
Friends.
I don't have any fans.
Nathan and I are in the same boat. Nobody. I'm just hoping that nobody, like none of my coworkers, approach me if they listen to the second episode. They're just like, so you took another dick, huh?
I have $30,000.
I look at him like, yeah, but who has 30K?
Who's 30K just laying around?
Yeah. You're over here in debt. I got 30 fucking K.
Alex Jones has 30K.
Would you do that for 30K?
Oh,
Alex?
I would suck Daddy
Alex
Jones,
off for free.
Daddy yeah, Jones.
For free, bro. No, no, but I was going to ask Nathan, like, you never really put any, like, parameters like would have to be like a certain time.
There is no parameters. That's why
does
it
he
makes
have
it
to
fun.
Finish. Or you just go like blah and just finish.
Dude,
blah. What? I doubt you.
Yes, he has to finish.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
That's what I think.
I doubt
that's
that
a hard.
It
that's
would
a,
be just be like a blah. For
that's a hard one because it's a case by case scenario.
What?
I don't.
I'm digging myself into a hole I probably
yeah,
can never
how,
come
you
out
really
of.
How far
about
do you
this, want to
go
huh?
down this question?
I don't know. I've had some deep thoughts about some questions.
You've thought about this?
No, no, not this question. I thought about another question where it's like.
I don't know. You just said you had some deep thought about this question.
Deep
thought. Well, like, when you brought it up again, I was like, fuck, like, it's all surfacing back.
No, D-Bears, after the podcast, went home that night. Was like,
he started writing on his wall, like.
I asked my mom. No, I asked my mom. I was like, mom, like.
You asked your mom?
If I made 30K.
No, his mom was asleep. He asked his grandma.
Dude, my grandma at night is scary. She like sometimes just doesn't sleep and she's just up. She's just like
she's standing in like the living room.
D-Bear, do you it. Hope so. D-Bear, do it.
I want the 30K.
Your grandfather didn't die for this, you pussy.
Jesus.
All right.
Anyways, I know it's far from me. Change the subject. I'm looking forward to SneakerCon this year. It's a couple months away.
You're going
to
suck dick at SneakerCon? All
right, and that's the end of the podcast.
See you all at SneakerCon. All
right, what are you looking forward to at fucking SneakerCon?
I don't know. I think I was going to take you because people brought Golf of Flores last time.
Oh.
What?
Golf of Flores. It's SneakerCon. So basically,
dude,
like,
I don't know. I'm going to go and I'm going to want to buy fucking shoes.
That's what I did. I mean, I bought Yeezys for retail.
I don't want to spend money.
Neither did I. Honestly, I was looking back.
That's
like,
what you always say.
I was looking back at it. Sorry, there's noise.
Yeah, it's like, I don't, I think I need to start saving money. I kind of have piling up a lot of debt. Oh, Coachella's on sale? Boom.
I already
clicked
off most of my
the buy.
You already paid off your debt?
Most of it.
All?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot.
I mean,
we don't have to talk about his debt on the fucking podcast.
All right, so we're starting a
we
Patreon
need to
page
to
support my funding.
To student debt.
Yeah, can we bring more awareness to student debt? I'm over here, fourth year, trying
I
to
mean,
make
no,
my
no, not
due
for you
that,
because
no, strictly for me.
Yours is just because you make stupid decisions.
Yikes.
And your point.
So
yeah,
we're contacting
FAFSA right now to report you
to report your Yeezys.
Which ones?
They're
and
gonna
your
come.
Supreme chopsticks.
They're gonna come and claim them.
Which Supreme chopsticks I have for? Just kidding.
You sound like a douchebag,
right?
A
douche tuber. But yeah, SneakerCon this year. I'm pretty hyped. I think I might go with Tracy again.
Oh, she went last time?
Yeah, she went last time.
When is SneakerCon?
SneakerCon is normally early June or May, if I remember. It's really worth it. The ticket's like $20. Do it. Lindsay, fucking do it. Do it.
You guys think you're going to last that long?
Can we bleep this out?
No.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited for AnimeCon.
By the way, I was kidding.
We just found out the weeaboo in the group. Just kidding, Jordan. Watch anime too.
Dude, I took a quiz the other day.
I saw your story.
What? Oh, that's the poster?
The poster and
that's my brother's. We were watching. That's my brother's.
I took a quiz the other day. What Naruto character are you?
God, please don't.
I
please
got
don't.
Fucking Naruto.
Don't
bro.
Root me into
we should,
this.
We should end the podcast.
Yeah, we're going down a deep hole that I'm not.
So, Jordan, when are you going to buy your next waifu pillow?
I'm trying to climb out of this deep hole.
You can't climb when you're in the animal.
So let's talk about girls.
Alex Jones, where are you? Alex, give me water.
Let's talk about girls.
Let's talk about Flat Earth.
Oh, dude. Bro, so Lindsay and I go to SF, right? We're on the
Did
bay.
Did you see the edge? Of the
I saw the edge. Oh, I don't know what people are talking about. Like, Jesus. This round shit. What Jesus. Curvature, bro? I heard the water falling when I was at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yo. I almost fell, too.
Yeah.
Wait, no. There's a documentary on Netflix called Behind the Curve, and it shows a flat earther.
What was that? Was that you? I thought that was a fucking
That
God.
Was you?
I thought that was somebody coming in through the door.
I was like, yo, are we dying live?
I thought that was the extraterrestrials that I just took from DMT. I thought that was them communicating with me.
I thought it was the little elves that were sitting
that
over
was
the place.
Me.
It was the
Sorry.
Clockwork elves.
Flat earthers really Flat earthers really bring the worst out of me.
Bro, no, flat earthers and non-vaccinators make me want to throw fucking hands.
No. But like, he was trying to prove that the Earth was flat, so he like had like three cutout holes spread across the room or whatever.
Yeah.
And if it's flat, if you shine a light through it, all of the light should like seamlessly pass through the holes.
But they didn't.
It didn't. He was like on camera. He's like, "Is the light on? Yeah, John, it's on. Put it up higher." He's like. Oh.
Is that an episode of The Office?
Is that where the credits end? It's 10 minutes into the experiment.
Oh.
And it's like special.
Not even. It's like 5 minutes into the movie. It's a short film.
No. But they make it. They try to prolong it. They get B.O.B., Tila Tequila, Jamie. They're all on the fucking documentary.
Maybe it depends on who turns on the light.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right.
They get fucking Eddie on there. Oh my god, dude.
Dude, people say. When I found out B.O.B. was a flat earther, I cried a little bit.
The rapper?
Yeah, a little part of me died. Yeah, he believes the earth is flat.
Kyrie Irving thought the earth was flat too, I think.
Yeah, look, man, that guy plays ball like no other, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I think Steph Curry might have said that too.
No.
Daddy Curry?
I'm not gonna say that.
Speaking of basketball related stuff, a guy's sneaker blew up on him mid match, like 5 minutes into
blew
the match.
Up.
Yeah, I saw there was an IED on his sneaker, and ISIS was in the crowd. Was like, they can't win. Set boom.
So it's like Bane in the crowd.
Yeah.
No one knew me until I put on this.
Batman
mask.
Kicks down the door. Where's the trigger? Bang! Where's the trigger? No, but yeah, he was trying to break some ankles, and his foot just came out of his fucking shoe, and he sprained his. I think he did something happened to his knee, but he was out for the rest of the game. It was 5 minutes into the quarter.
What kind of shoe was it?
It was a Nike. Oh fuck! I should know this. It was a Nike.
You fake fan.
Air Jordan.
It was a new one. Oh fuck, man! No, it wasn't an Air Jordan. It wasn't an Air Jordan. Oh my god! It wasn't the PG2s either.
I don't think the audience wants to listen to
no,
you.
I think we should all wait until D-Bears comes to the conclusion. All
right. It was...
A few moments later.
I don't want to, like, risk a sponsorship by Nike. So,
dude, we're not going to get sponsored by Nike.
Dude, I'm trying to get some new Element Reacts, bro.
Good luck with that.
I want the red color. Really.
Okay, sure.
The red swoosh.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, I want the Travis Scott's. Those are
I don't think
ones.
You're getting those.
No, I don't. I'm not gonna get them for free. I want to get them though. Oh, sorry, Jordan. How's your girl?
Oh, I don't have one.
Sorry. How's your best friend?
Oh, she's lovely.
I wanted to. What are we? What are we?
Now
what
she all at? Knows that we all know.
We
Wait, what are we at? Because I really want
big yikes.
What are we at?
We're at 116.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I don't want to bring it up then.
We're at 1 or 110 technically.
Tune in next time on the Official Tea Podcast to find out more.
But yeah, I guess we can end it now.
Yeah, Lindsay, you want to
close sign us off?
All right, that's it for today. We'll see you guys next week.
Teabag you later.
Oh my god. Tune
into next episode when Jordan will host it.
And we reveal his deepest, darkest secrets with his best friend.
Oh god.
Oh no. We're gonna actually not. But alright.
We won't name drop this time.
Hopefully. We didn't name drop this time.
We did not. Yeah. No, I don't think we did.
Can we just keep recording? Because this will be a bonus episode for us.
Good job on D-Bears. What?
Some behind the scenes.
So, wait, did you hit stop yet?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, peace out.
Deuces.
Bye.